KMJ News Time 651. He's an hour earlier, but always just as vibrant. We welcome Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal to the program. Gabe, good morning. Let's get right to it. This is really interesting what Paul Dyktos rolled out. It's a property owner's protection alert program. This is fascinating stuff.
Yeah, and this is a program that if you sign up, it will help you keep your home safe from property title fraud, which is a category of fraud which is very scary and growing. One of the fastest growing cybercrimes in the country, and this program is meant to alert you if someone is trying it against your property. How the fraud works is that a criminal will forge documents to record a phony transfer of property ownership with the recorder's office. And once that is done, the criminals can actually sell your home. They could, and this is often owners like second home, and they could even take out a mortgage or even rent it out. The experts recommend that you buy a title insurance policy that insures against impersonation or forgery. A lot of times once this happens to you, you're going to have to hire a lawyer to sort it all out. And you could also sign up for this program and not even have to get to that point. You provide your name, your email address, and your parcel number. And then property owners here in Fresno County will receive an immediate email notification anytime somebody records a document in the recorder's office that's one of your registered properties or matches a registered name. And you can also submit to the Fresno County Real Estate, the DA Real Estate Fraud Unit. You could also submit a form to them as well. You could find that form. Paul Dyktos, he's the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He told GV Wire that his office has caught two instances this year of attempted fraud like this, including a family member who filed a fake document to try to take one of the other family member's house. Since January 2022, the Fresno County DA has filed 6 cases of real estate fraud. It's closed 2 cases and investigating 18 allegations. So, quick thing, to go on, take a few minutes and, just have a little peace of mind that nobody's going to steal your house right out from under you.
Absolutely. Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. All right. Whenever I think of Hormel, I think of chili. But Hormel Foods Corp, they're going to be operating out of Fresno as part of this acquisition by Lyons Magnus LLC.
Yeah. Lyons Magnus, local companies, buying a Fortune 500 companies division. And this is the announcement of the acquisition of Hormel Health Labs, LLC. Hormel Health Labs has a wide range of products. It's geared towards medical providers, food products. These are food products for people with difficulty swallowing. They may be dealing with unintended weight loss, other digestive health problems. These are frozen desserts, shakes, dairy drinks, thickeners. They sell these products to healthcare centers, specialty care facilities, other providers. This business is going to be renamed Lyons Health Labs, and it's going to be relocated to Fresno. Hormel is based in Minnesota. The companies felt that this was a good fit. Lyons Magnus is a leader in food service and ingredients, and this will open up, a new kind of customer for them. Lyons Magnus has been owned by a private equity firm since 2017, and this is the second acquisition the company's done in 5 years. And 5 years ago, they bought an aseptic products manufacturer in Wisconsin and actually just closed the sale of that business in August. So they held on to it for about 5 years. And they reportedly paid about $20 million for just the physical offices, according to the Beloit, Wisconsin News. Lyons Magnus declined to speak with us about the merger, but, we could be hopeful that sounds like this is going to bring new workers and new jobs locally. So that's great news.
Sounds good. All right. Gabe Dillard, an hour earlier, but always just as interesting. Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Thanks for getting up a little bit earlier for us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.